Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You guys did a poll yesterday about culture shifting. What was the result?
I think it was 72% mm-hmm. said that they believe that the culture is shifting rightward.
Were you both thinking that?
Yeah.
I think so.
You didn't take the contrary position just because? Is that what you do when I'm not here?
Well, I made the poll, so I can't be contrary to my own poll.
I believe in you.
Thank you.
Don't doubt yourself like that.
Wow. I feel more confident than I've ever felt.
Well, just wait. There's still time.
Yeah, we have an hour.
I got two ways I can go here. This is great.
Take the one less traveled.
Ooh, there are two clips that I want to talk about. The first is Chris Tomlin talking about what it was like to lead the Charlie Kirk Memorial, the praise, the music.
Chris Tomlin?
Yes.
Okay. Haven't heard that name in
That's
a while.
That's One Direction. He's not in One Direction.
That would be news.
Wouldn't it be cool if he were? The other one is Scott Jennings talking about Trump's poop memes.
Ah, you know which one I want to hear.
These are both happening in the same reality. These are the same, like, in the multiverse, this is the same universe these two are in. I tweeted this in the last 24 hours or something, but people who are really bent out of shape about we did a poll on the sombreros, because I was going to maybe do a poll today on memes and Trump, but I was like, I think we've already kind of asked that question. I think we've already treaded that path, but I also maybe think that it would possibly be okay to ask on a weekly basis and track the results to see how people feel
like
about
it. Like a Rasmussen rolling poll.
Yes. The meme that we're talking about right now is the No Kings protest. So somebody makes these. Donald Trump is not spending his time in the Oval Office creating memes of him in a fighter jet dropping poop on Harry Sisson. Although if he were, I wouldn't care. It's a weird sentence. it's a weird collection of words in English. He's not doing that, but people are doing that for him. And then the decision to tweet it out from the president's social media is, I think, where a lot of people are like, this is unbecoming of the president.
It's just so funny because Harry Sisson is just such a nobody.
But I know.
But he is a semi-prominent young Democrat influencer who's just famous for that.
I would propose that 90% of the people listening to us on the radio on 97.1 FM Talk right now do not know who Harry Sisson is.
Yeah, and
it might be
people,
higher than 90%.
Yeah, and all of the people listening are the plugged in people. That's how insignificant that guy is.
And they either completely understand and are totally amused by Donald Trump's video of Harry. So Harry Sisson, this is a meme video. It's not real. I don't think. It's not real, but Harry Sisson is like protesting at a No Kings rally, maybe in New York City, and Donald Trump gets in a fighter jet and flies over the No Kings protests and dumps poop all over Harry Sisson, among other people, at these No Kings protests.
Do you think it's making a point, Scott?
Well, yeah, he was making a
point.
I mean, why shouldn't the president
Why shouldn't the president use a made-up video to respond to a rally that has a made-up reason? I mean, it's a non-existent reason. We don't have a monarchy in this country. We have a presidency won by Donald Trump, who won the popular vote, who won the Electoral College, who won all the swing states. We have a democracy. People voted, and they elected the president, and the only thing they're mad about is that he is lawfully executing the office of the presidency and enforcing laws that have been on the books for a long time. So he made up a video. They made up a reason to have a rally. And I think it was kind of funny, to be honest with you.
CNN lower third. Trump posts AI video of himself dumping waste on protesters.
Dumping waste. They're above that in the airport.
That... If the roles were reversed
and there was
some sort of MAGA rally, they'd probably literally dump waste on the Trump supporters. I mean, like, wah, oh, poor baby, wah. Get over it. It's a video. Harry Sisson, congratulations on being the one person who Donald Trump highlights in that video from the start. Like, you've officially made it, buddy. High fives.
I think I'm laughing so much because that's how I discovered the video, was Harry Sisson saying, apparently I got poop dropped on me today by the President of the United States.
And it's a big day for you, son.
I flipped the roles here around to see, would I laugh if this were Obama posting the same thing, doing it to a MAGA rally?
They take themselves way too seriously.
Or
they wouldn't.
Gavin Newsom.
Obama would never. Hillary Clinton could never.
No, they wouldn't.
Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, not even in the realm of possibility of what we would see from them, because they're not funny people. They don't know what funny is. Gavin Newsom would absolutely do it after he saw Donald Trump do it and be like, oh, see, I can do that too. Two can play.
That's true. He does kind of just mirror whatever Trump's
doing.
Which,
again, is the puppet string that Donald Trump has on Gavin Newsom. You guys are not funny. You don't know what's funny. You don't know how to laugh.
But if Newsom posts that video of himself flying an aircraft, dropping a bunch of poop on literally you. Let's say you made the radar.
See, now here's where it's unrealistic. I'm not important enough to do that.
Neither is Harry Sisson.
But no, he's way more hateable by his detractors than I am, because people don't know who I am. If I were the person that the left picked to poop on, that would be huge for us.
That's true. Well, okay. All right.
That's a really
bad example.
Big deal.
Yeah, because that would actually like put us on the map more. So.
I mean, honestly, in all sincerity, it would be Charlie Kirk, and they killed him.
Okay, that's real. But back to poop. The poop thing.
You could have let a little room for breathing in there.
I figure you're probably transitioning into Chris Tomlin here. So, I just
no,
want to make
now.
One more.
It's all poop all the time on the Andy Fry show.
Joke. Like it's and make it even worse. Like, make it awful where it's Gavin Newsom flying the plane. He's dropping poop on people that you absolutely love in the media. It's got corn in it. You think it is disgusting.
That's over the top, bud.
But do you laugh? Do you still laugh?
If Gavin Newsom does it?
Yeah.
I probably laugh at him. No, I'm not laughing. I mean, Trump is laughing in that fighter jet. He's having a good time. He's wearing a crown.
I know.
The Tim Burchett video in front of a Burger King sign where he's eating a big Whopper. And he's like, nope, no kings here, but this is a good burger or something like that. Tim Burchett is the funniest member of Congress that nobody knows about. When George Santos was given clemency by Donald Trump, did you guys talk about that yesterday?
Not really.
So George Santos has been put in solitary confinement for a large portion of the time that he has been in prison. Did he do bad things? He certainly did. Did justice get served in him being found guilty? Yes, I think so. But the way they're treating him is the way that the system treats Republicans. He's being treated differently because of who he is. And Donald Trump recognized that. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, among other people, have advocated for him to receive clemency because he's having cruel and unusual punishment in their purposes. I'm not like here or there on the George Santos thing. I think he's probably learned his lesson. But George Santos is freed from prison with clemency, not a pardon. So his record isn't expunged. But he is no longer needing to serve the remainder of his, I think, like seven years, I believe, was his sentencing. And he's being, why is he being put into solitary confinement? That's outrageous.
It's so ridiculous.
It's so outrageous. But he, his lawyer posts something on George Santos's X account. And George Santos had said he's going to hand that account over to his lawyers for the duration of his sentence. And he's listing, like, I want to thank Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene and former Representative Matt Gaetz and Tim. And he just goes on. But he only says Tim. And Tim, Congressman Tim Burchett retweets that. And he said, I'm like Cher. But his name is Tim. Nobody else is named Cher.
Dang, I missed that joke too. That's
there,
a good one.
There are a few more Tims in the world than there are Chers or Madonnas. But all he does is retweet this and just say, I'm like Cher. That's so funny.
That's the only reason I want to run for Congress.
Oh, gosh.
Is just to be able to do that kind of stuff. And comment on poop memes and stuff. Go on TV and be like, I could be that
And, like, vehemently defend the pooping.
Yeah, that's that's my role. I'm one of 435 Congress members, but anytime there's a poop meme, they're like, oh, call Wiggins.
This is Wiggins' department. He is the chairman of the poop committee. It's a new committee. I haven't really heard of it yet.
Yeah, very select.
Very, very select. Select committee. My gosh.
And I get a
Ryan
huge
Wiggins?
Stipend for being on it.
Freshman congressman from Collinsville, Illinois. What skills do you have? What committee assignments would you like?
Well, there's several types of poop, and I can identify them by sight.
I don't have anything else to add. Oh, Ethan, come here. Sports and local next. And we're going to troll Ethan a little bit. You guys ready for that?
Always.
All in.
All right. I'm going to tee the ball up, Ryan. Hit it out of the park.
Here we go.
Sports and local with Ethan next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Just within the last couple of hours here, Jim Jordan has tweeted or posted on X, John Brennan lied to Congress. Today we referred him to the Department of Justice for criminal prosecution. That's a really big deal. we write to refer significant evidence that former director of the Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, John Brennan, knowingly made false statements during his transcribed interview before the Committee on the Judiciary on May 11th, 2023. While testifying, Brennan made numerous willfully and intentionally false statements of material fact contradicted by the record established by the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence and the CIA. Brennan falsely denied that the CIA relied on the discredited Steele dossier in drafting the post-election intelligence community assessment. That's a big deal.
This is a big deal. I thought this would be the first one. Now, Comey ended up being the first one because of the statute of limitations on what he did. But this is not surprising to see, because I really thought Brennan would be the first one, the ex-CIA director. I mean, this is pretty big stuff. So they better be pretty sure that they've got him. And from what I've seen up until now, they are pretty sure.
Let's get to Ethan, sports and local on the day.
Ooda. Check it out.
Sports and local.
And now, Banjo Ethan plays the spoons.
Okay, I like that. We got an email today.
Uh-oh.
About
That's
you.
Not good.
Yeah,
from
it's
our
always
boss?
Yeah, maybe.
We should probably relay the bad news on the air.
Yeah, it's always the way
We're
to do it.
Getting fired?
The best way to do things in radio.
The pause is concerning.
I walked in.
There's a lot to it.
I walked into the building today, and every day I am just used to seeing Brad's face on that TV screen out there.
Mm-hmm.
How long has your face been out there, Brad?
I feel like it's been about 6 months now. It's been a long time.
Yeah, he got an extended run.
He had a double quarter, I guess, of winning the Odyssey Award. So they have us nominate and vote on people who deserve to be recognized for their efforts. And we have back-to-back Annie Fry Show producers, because Ethan Hannaford is the new Odyssey STL award winner. But I just, yes, this is very exciting, Ethan.
Oh, good.
Highly
I'm not
deserved.
Fired.
Well, I know, but I do have one point of interest here that I want to read from the email.
Uh-oh.
Ethan has fully embraced associate producing for 2 3-hour shows. He is eager to help. And then it says he contributes insignificant ways.
Wait a second.
He contributes insignificant ways.
No space between them.
On the air while keeping the trains running on time as a producer.
Is this one or two words, like in space significant
There's
or
no
insignificant?
Space. There's no space.
Got it.
I feel like this is kind of passive aggressive.
So I
also think I might have written this paragraph.
I hope so.
Well, this feels like something that Ryan would have written.
It does.
It feels like I wrote it and Ryan's like, I'll edit it for grammar. Yeah.
I have almost a worse insult than writing something negatively. I didn't care about this at all. I did nothing. I didn't help. I didn't nominate you. Somebody asked me if you should win and I just blew them off.
It's like, absolutely not. You know the 4 out of 5 dentists recommend? He's the other dentist.
Mm-hmm.
His positive attitude is felt by everybody he works with. He makes coming to work fun and makes the work we do better. Ethan deserves this award. I think I wrote that. I don't think I wrote insignificant, but here we are.
So you think that there may have been some sabotage in play?
Possibly, but you have the award and your face will now be on the TV screen probably till Easter. So congratulations.
At least they picked a picture where my hair looks okay and I don't have a double chin. Honestly, I call that a win.
You're a good looking guy. Double chin.
I agreed with that. I will agree with that.
Ryan,
in that, picture, you look way better than you really do.
Oh my gosh.
All right, hey.
Let's go to Ethan's insignificant contributions in Ethan Sports and Local. What do you got for us today?
A couple of weeks ago, it may have been less than a couple of weeks ago, I talked about how there had been some circulation in the news regarding Albert Pujols, his potential to be managing in the majors this upcoming season. The Los Angeles Angels were the main team that there had been a lot of attention around. The Angels owner, Artie Moreno, had even met with Pujols here in St. Louis to discuss it.
How rude.
I know, right? Pujols had an event here for his foundation last week.
A great event.
Yes. Well, it came out today. Actually, it came out yesterday that Pujols was no longer being considered for the managerial position in Los Angeles. Kurt Suzuki, a former Angel catcher, was announced as the new manager for the Angels today. There are still a couple of teams, though, that have a lot of interest in Albert as their potential manager in 2026. The main two right now that have been released are the Baltimore Orioles, who I guess the St. Louis connection there would be Matt Holliday's son, Jackson Holliday, plays for Baltimore.
And also the St. Louis Browns.
Thank you, Ryan,
for the most important connection that matters.
And,
thank you.
And then, San Diego, the other one would be that, Mike Schilt, the former Cardinal manager, just got fired.
He resigned.
Thank you very much. He resigned. So San Diego and Baltimore, the two main, the two main options right now, the two teams that are looking into Albert potentially as
just come here and
manager.
Be the bench coach, the hitting coach, the do whatever you want coach.
Or just hang out in the studio from noon to three.
Just, Albert, why don't you just come here and be my co-host?
It would be fun to have him on on staff here, but I think that he's going to get better offers from other places, and I think St. Louis is pretty good with what they have in their coaching staff right
with
now.
With the Audi thing swirling.
I don't know. We could offer in the four figures.
Four figures.
Those are action figures.
Would love to know the career earnings of Albert Pujols.
They're bobbleheads of him.
Listen, it's a big night here in St. Louis, but also throughout the country. But I know, especially in St. Louis, the NBA starts tonight, huh?
Yay, huh? NBA.
Anyone? If I were over on the board right now, that crickets thing, boom. Chirp, chirp, chirp. I found the hotkeys, Brad.
Go Timberwolves.
No. I mean, all right.
Really?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, I know there isn't
a
lot.
Grizzlies fan? Who you got?
Jazz.
I don't even really care about the NBA. I used to pull for the Miami Heat. I really like Dwayne Wade, but I don't
legitimate comment here. Mm-hmm. I care way more about the WNBA than I do the NBA.
Really?
Oh, because of Caitlin Clark, I'm assuming?
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
That's fair.
You want to talk about any good storyline. What you're cheering for isn't like the score. You want to see Caitlin Clark put on a show that nobody can ignore. That's all there is to it.
Yeah,
that's entertainment.
I will care about both of them the least amount or the same amount.
The best joke I ever did on the TV show that I was on for two seasons. The best joke was that, and it was a totally set up joke with one of the musicians. I was the host. He was, and I said, "Okay, I'm going to rapid fire some questions at you. First question: what's the best kind of chicken?" And he goes, "Nuggets." And I said, "What's the best kind of gold?" And he goes, "Nuggets." And I said, "What's your favorite NBA team?" And he goes, "Jazz." That's the best joke we did.
That's why he's not in TV any longer.
That's right.
Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate that.
You're
well,
welcome.
If you were real quick here, just to bring up continue with this NBA story. If you are looking for a team or you're looking for someone to pull for, there are a few St. Louisans that are in the league. So I'm just going to go through a couple of the players that are in the league that you could keep up with this year if you have any interest. Jason Tatum is probably the most well known. He attended Chaminade College here. In Creve Coeur, of course, has won an NBA
very
championship.
Publicly proud of his St. Louis roots.
Very much. I think he actually just came out with a shoe that is like based around St. Louis.
That's cool.
So I'll have to look into that a little more. Bradley Beal also went to Chaminade, has had a lot of success, a long career. He plays for the Los Angeles Clippers. Jordan Goodwin went to Altoff Catholic in St. Clair County and also attended St. Louis University and played for the Billikens until 2021. He is currently with the Phoenix Suns. Caleb Love attended CBC in St. Louis and now plays for the Portland Trail Blazers. And then the newest member in the NBA, Ryan Kalkbrenner, was just drafted this past year. He was from Florissant and went to Trinity Catholic High School before attending Creighton University. So a couple of St. Louis's in the league. One more story, real quick.
Hey! I get asked enough to ask you again, did Sophie Cunningham ever accept your Facebook friend request?
No, she did not.
Give me your phone. Let me message her for you.
A little bit hurt. Oh, right now?
Okay. You have her phone number?
No, I have his phone.
I think he meant on Facebook Messenger.
Oh.
I'll be like, hey, lady.
For a little while she was popping up on my recommendations on Facebook. I was
friends.
Like, full send.
Yes.
Oh, I got a great plan for you. Friend request every other WNBA player first.
So that you're the topic of conversation.
So that you're friends with everybody she knows and then be like, oh, I guess I'll just friend request you too.
Good idea. Good idea. Real quick before we wrap sports and local, it was recently announced that Emo's Pizza has been ranked in the top 20 in Yelp's national study of pizza chains across the country.
National
ranked
study?
17th.
Like Taylor Swift, everybody has an opinion on it.
Yeah, so real quick, I'm one of the rare people that thinks it's just kind of, it's in the middle for me, it's fine, but I feel like most people either love it or they hate it.
I love Emo's Pizza. You have to order whatever you get with extra cheese. That's the trick. But it's Emo's Pizza. It is it the equivalent of like a McDonald's cheeseburger isn't when, if you want a cheeseburger, if you're like, I want a cheeseburger, you don't go to McDonald's to get a cheeseburger. But if you want, you might want a McDonald's cheeseburger. That's like a separate category adjacent to the cheeseburger category, but it's not the best iteration of a big, juicy, toppings-filled cheeseburger. It's its own separate thing. Emo's Pizza, to me, is in its own class. You don't compare Emo's Pizza with my favorite deep dish in the area, which is Joe's Pizza, or, you know, like a standard type of pie, like a Papa John's or whatever.
So you think it's unfair to compare it to regular pizza?
No, I think it's, I think it deserves a place in the conversation because it's unique. But I don't, you can't be like, I'm trying to think of a common pizza place that everybody knows.
Little Caesars.
No, not like that. Not in a chain. I mean, like, when you think of pizza, you don't think of Emo's Pizza.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah, but it's a square beyond compare.
I mean, it's you can't beyond even, compare.
You can't compare it to anything.
That might be a good Friday poll at some point.
Or a good catchphrase. Emo's. They should use that.
I would love to partner with Emo's. My family loves the family meal deals, and we get them. It is a destination. We go to the one in Troy, Illinois right now. And when we're trying to figure out what to eat, and Emo's comes up, everyone is an immediate, yes, that. Go get that. We love it. Salad's great.
We T-Rabs. Do the exact same thing great. As you, but I'm just trying to disagree because you're you.
So you like it?
More and more and more. My family made me like it. I didn't eat it much growing up.
It's fantastic.
But now we eat it all the time.
Who's going to go get Emo's now? I might.
Brad is.
Let's take a quick break. X's and Y's, the difference between boys and girls. We'll figure it out next. Don't go away.
Since you've been gone, how come I never hear you?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
All right, our YouTube live chat poll question of the day is, do you approve of Donald Trump's ballroom addition to the White House, yes or no? Pulling up comments here, one says, and I don't know who the commenter here is, but she says, hell no, peasants paying for a spot for the elites to dance? Hard no. And then a little fact check here. I don't think he was trying to do this, but Dale said, ballroom is fine since it's privately funded. So I don't know that the peasants are paying for that. With Trump, it will be finished on time and beautiful. What do you think about this question? Do you approve of the Donald Trump ballroom addition to the White House? It is 2:35. This time check is sponsored by Jerry Kelly Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, and Plumbing.
It's time for a $98 furnace tune-up.
Hey, it's Glenel. A quarter of a century. That's a long time. Congratulations to 97.1 FM Talk.
Celebrating 25 years of 97.1 in St. Louis. X's and Y's.
All right, so it's very important today. I hope this will be a segment that we look back on one day and be like, can you believe that we did that? Because there is a distinct difference between men and women. And I think we kind of get down to the nuts and bolts of it. No pun intended.
Which one's the bolts? Yeah, I know which ones the nuts are.
Oh, kids, don't worry about it. I was talking about... Never mind, I can't say that either. That's just going to go worse. There are things that are intrinsically different in men and women that don't really have anything to do with, like, anatomy.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yes.
And I would have thought first, back to the old anatomy crotch stuff.
Did you say crutch?
I said crotch.
We're cooked.
Yeah. It's the beginning of the segment. So.
Did you say crotch?
Yeah, I did.
Why?
Because I didn't know a better word for it. I said crotch.
Oh, man. Alternative point would have been great. We ask questions across the divide between the two sexes that exist, men and women, and we try to answer those tough to ask and tough to answer questions for one another. So, Ryan, you go first.
Okay. Are some professions sexier than others?
For men to do?
Either way. We'll start with men because that one seems like the obvious one. Like, for instance, if you find out somebody is a musician, does that make you go, oh, they're more interesting to
me? That makes me go, oh, they're probably poor.
There's probably an age gap there for sure.
That means that they're a musician and, I don't know, like HVAC? Like
they do that. Yeah, they do that.
I would be, as a woman, I would be more, anything that is trades, I like, because that means that you work with your hands and you understand hard work. You're willing to show up and do hard work. So I think that's kind of sexy. Teachers, the sexiest.
Ah, yep. I had to say that one.
I didn't have to.
Well, I do.
I'd say what I want on here.
There's
I was going to say, that would work for me, too.
Yeah, we all have to do
that. You guys are super into male teachers?
Teachers.
You didn't say male teachers.
We were talking about men.
You just said teachers.
We were talking about men.
And yeah,
and
I was
like,
for teacher.
Is it a man?
No. It's my wife.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure by now.
Not your wife. Not my best friend.
I'm pretty sure she's a girl.
No, I don't. Good. Yes. Hey, ho, let's go.
But I'll do a thorough check.
Is there an unsexy profession for... You are in trouble. You are in trouble. You're a troubled man.
Yeah, we'll see.
Are there unsexy jobs for women to do?
Unsexy?
You're nodding,
yeah,
so go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, the first one that
Brad's
I came
about to offend 10% of our listeners.
Brad's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. No. Let me tell you the ugliest.
No, because guys can find almost anything sexy. But I would say it's like for
true.
Me, it's the like the OnlyFans model, exotic dancer.
Sex workers?
That's unattractive to me.
I don't think on the whole it's unattractive.
Yeah, I know what Brad's saying, but
yeah.
I also know what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird because I would say the jobs that you find to be attractive for men, the hard labor jobs, those would be the ones that come to mind for women as unattractive. However, I can also mm-hmm. picture women in those jobs and go, oh, that's kind of hot, though.
There's a video on Twitter.
I would say IDOT, maybe.
There's Why not MoDOT?
Or MoDOT.
There's a video on Twitter of this guy working some sort of oil rig, something or other, mm-hmm. and he's throwing chains around this big dirty, messy pipe.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just sweating like crazy. And the comments on that video, I think there are people listening right now who are like, I know what that video is. And
rippling then, muscles.
Yes.
Trying to get that pipe in that hole. That's what he's doing. Go ahead.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
It's what he's doing in the video.
I don't know that it is.
It's covered in all kinds of weird chalk and mud. That's not even innuendo.
I think you're into different videos than I'm thinking of. I don't know what you're talking about. Being able to work with your hands, and I mean, obviously you don't have to do that for a living to be able to do that and be useful. Like you, how useful are you with your hands and skilled labor?
Extremely. Mm-hmm. As you know, as you would not know, but I am.
That's super convincing.
Just ask anybody.
Okay, so other than sex workers, are there any unattractive... This is exactly what you did in Wiggins America. What is it, the same thing? Wiggins America was hobbies that the other sex does that are unattractive.
What kind of is the same question, isn't it? It's close. Not the exact same.
It's not terribly far apart, but men, the hobbies they don't want women to do is OnlyFans. And women are like, could you maybe put down the video game controller, grown man, just for a minute and come sit by me and pay attention to me? Video games and OnlyFans.
Okay.
These are the comparisons.
Okay, there are people putting some suggestions in here as to unattractive jobs. Lunch lady?
Okay, there is definitely a Halloween costume out there for sexy lunch lady.
For sure.
Oh, I'm sure there is. I mean, there's probably sexy clown and stuff, you know? And I'd be okay with seeing that, I guess. Depending on who's wearing it. How about...
What if it was that man in that video?
Nah, that dude's not a clown. That dude's working hard out on some rig. Quick Rick says, and I really can't picture this being a sexy job, Undertaker. Oh. Got to agree with that.
Well, there's some jobs where it should be... Yeah. A requirement to the job to not ever have that be into consideration.
Can you imagine somebody being like, man, I saw her working
her job. No, I don't want to know. I don't want this to go further. I can't handle it.
Okay.
Next question, Brad.
Okay, so this...
I'm looking for the video over here for the record.
The previous segment kind of, or the previous conversation got me thinking about this. Are there anything that, like, whenever guys hear a funny, like, you know, crude joke or a poop joke or something like that, we're always like...
listening to the Annie Fry Show and podcasts.
Yeah, we have a goofy giggle and we go immediately revert back to 12. Do girls really not find those things funny, or they, like, deep down find it funny but just hide it because they're a lady and they wouldn't laugh
poop?
At that? No, just anything, any jokes along those lines.
Poop and farts.
They're... What's the question?
Let's just be real for a minute. It's just us talking, okay?
Do girls
actually not find that stuff funny, or do they just act disgusted?
Specifically, what stuff?
Poop and farts.
The crude jokes. Or do they just act like it's not funny?
I'm not amused by farts.
Are you sure?
Yes!
Can we test that?
No! Do not fart in here.
I'm not. I'm asking if we can test it.
I don't want to test it.
There are ways that farts can be totally hilarious.
No.
You just haven't discovered them yet. It's going to be like Narnia for you.
Here, shut up. Read Timothy's comment.
Timothy says, my wife said farts are not funny. With a lot of capitals in there. Yeah?
Mm-mm.
That's what a lot of ladies say. That's why we got to ask the question. Do you secretly find them actually funny?
Is that outrage real?
I have never in my lifetime been hanging around female peers where we were having a grand old time talking about farts and poop. Ever.
Sure?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes. I will say, though, that this is, I think, generationally changed. That I see boys and girls alike of a younger age... Just having been around, I've coached middle schoolers for a long time, that girls are not as focused on, like, what does a lady do? As I was raised. There is never a time in my life that I could do that in public and find it humorous?
I'm not. We're not asking whether you go into public spaces and like lift your leg and crack one, and everybody's cracking up.
I think that the only amusing part of any of it is how easily and simple it is. How men are so max entertained by it.
Yeah, it's great. It's like built-in God creation humor. I there was a girl, now this is not in my high school, but my wife said she was friends with a girl in high school that would, in class, just fart. And that everybody thought it was so amusing and charming, and she was very popular. I've never really understood that.
I don't believe that. But that sounds like a lore.
She says it's true, and I met the girl, and I couldn't bring myself to ask her because I didn't know her that well. It was kind of a weird circumstance. But I wanted to ask really bad. And she said you can ask her, so I believe her.
There's a lot of comments on the YouTube.
A lot of comments.
Let's take a quick break. We'll get to more X's and Y's when we come back. If you have questions that you'd like to ask across the sexes, women asking of men asking of women, we'd love to hear those questions in the comments. You can also vote on the YouTube live chat poll. Do you approve of Donald Trump's ballroom addition to the White House? Yes or no? We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Little X's and Y's to wrap up here. Hurry up and get your vote in on the YouTube live chat poll. Do you approve of Donald Trump's ballroom addition to the White House? Yes or no? Go vote and tell us what you think. My X's and Y's question has to do with direction. Like, if you're driving from point A to point B, first of all, if you and your wife are in the car, does it depend on anything who drives? Because in my relationship, my husband always drives. I never want to drive.
Yeah, it never matters. I'm always driving.
You're the driver.
I would say on a very rare occasion, on a long road trip, she might take a quick shift.
That's different.
Just to give me an hour.
In your everyday,
always,
whatever.
I'm always driving.
You're always driving. Doesn't matter on the car, the location, destination. Brad?
Yeah, I'm always driving.
Do you have if she was like, I'd really like to drive. Would you feel emasculated sitting in the passenger seat while she was driving you to, like, the grocery store?
It has happened before where she had to come by and pick me up, like at the airport or something.
And
you're
she's driving.
You're not going to switch seats real fast.
Oh, I am.
She, really?
Oh, heck
oh,
yeah.
Oh, no, I've jumped in the passenger seat just to make things, you know, you got to keep moving.
Unless he's, like, jet lagged or something. But if he's up for it, you get over there
no,
in the
driver's
seat.
No, I'm talking about her picking me up.
Yeah.
Then I would be in the passenger.
Correct. I'm saying if I picked up Jared...
You're still moving on.
And he's, I said, unless he were jet lagged and sleepy, I'm getting up and moving and he's driving.
Wow. Still, no, that's,
and that's the
only
way we
time.
Would both.
But it does feel weird. It's still in the car, feels weird riding in the passenger seat.
Does your wife, here's the question, does your wife approve of the routes you choose to take to get places?
She doesn't give a crap. She does not care.
She's
so
riding.
Yes, she does approve because she doesn't care.
Brad?
Yeah, same. She just doesn't really say anything about it.
She does want me to drive faster all the time, though.
Your wife is the anomaly.
I'm not even the fast driver. But she's like, I can tell sometimes she's getting impatient with me not going fast enough.
Do you drive the speed limit?
No.
Under?
No.
Over?
Over.
And she wants more.
And she still wants me to go faster.
Well... I guess it's hard. I wish Trisha were here because my husband and I will be going to a place that we go all the time. And there is an obvious route to take for both of us. It's not the same.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Huh.
Why are you turning here? Well, it's just I can't really have the conversation if you guys don't experience that.
No, we don't ever have that.
Your wives are better wives than I am.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, you better agree to that. You're like, oh, I don't know. It depends on the day.
With you in the room? Heck no. I'm sure you're great.
No, I'm not. I have thoughts. We've actually like grown in many cases to putting into the GPS like wherever we're going because it'll tell you traffic or something like that, the best route to take. And a lot of times that's the one we're taking.
This may not be an X's and Y's question, but do you use Google or Apple Maps or whatever?
Google Maps.
Often?
All the time.
I do too, just all because of traffic conditions.
Yes. It's not because I don't know how to get there. I want to know the ETA.
Me too. Especially lately coming in from Illinois, there have been a lot of lane closures and construction.
Yeah, it's bad.
I also want to beat the ETA. I want to win that.
Okay. Even on short trips, you want to beat it?
Sure.
I mean, it's a 15-minute drive and you're trying to make
it
14?
No, it's not. It's a 13-minute drive.
Wow.
If you're good at it.
You are competitive.
No, I'm not.
You're right.
I win. Oh, man. Real quick, did you have a question, Brad?
Yeah. My question is why do women like getting flowers, and does it have to be flowers or could it be just anything else?
Do you like getting compliments?
I don't know. I don't get them.
I understand that, Brad. Men don't really get compliments ever. Once in a while from another man, you might
Would
be
you
like
to get a compliment?
Yeah, Ryan gave me a great compliment this
How did
morning.
It make you feel?
It came from Ryan, so it made me laugh.
Oh, that's true. I did give him a compliment this morning.
This is not an on-air
No, it's not. Let's not do that. It's bad. It was nice, and it was too nice, and I was being genuine, and it should never be spoken of again. Why do women like getting flowers, Andy? Shoot. What's up with that?
I don't know. I never get flowers.
Yes, you do.
I do. Yeah.
Why?
Is that really a question?
Well, yes. Why is what is it about?
Yeah, what is it about the flowers, or does it have to even be flowers? Can it be anything?
Well, I think it depends on the person. I don't think that I can speak on behalf of all women enjoying getting flowers, but it just means he thought of you. And he wanted to make you smile.
Is it that it was something that grows? Can it be a clump of grass?
I hate you. I don't.
Here, honey.
Yes.
Check out this Zoysia.
Yes. Yes. You get your wife, who is the best wife of them all, grass tonight
and say,
I thought of this myself, and that will be real.
See that, honey? That's Bermuda.
It's made me think of you.
It's going to be weed. All right. The YouTube live chat poll for today is, do you approve of President Trump's ballroom addition to the White House? Brad, yes or no?
Yes.
Ryan?
Okay. Yes.
I do, too. I love it. I like that he's leaving a mark, and he's paying for it. It's being paid for. It's not paid for by the taxpayers. 92% of you say yes, so you're on board. Doesn't seem to be... I thought maybe there'd be a little bit more of a breakdown there, but no, that's an overwhelming yes. We appreciate you being with us. Keep it here on 97.1 FM Talk, St. Louis Conservative, for Mark Reardon, because he's coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.